There's a famous Ramban in the Sixth Parsha that we've spoken about on other occasions, but I want to speak about it from a different angle. You all know there's a famous Ramban that the Nun Hafucha is. So Rashi says that it's coming to be mafrid from Peronius to Peronius. Afterwards, after the Nun Hafucha is, we have the Misaininim and the Kivrei Sataiva, etc., etc., etc. And it's not clear what was the Peronius beforehand. So the Ramban speaks out that the Peronius was, it says, Yisu Mehar Hashem Derech Shleishis Yomim, Va'arayin Bris Hashem Nuseilat Neim, Derech Hashem L'Osor Lehem. So the Ramban over here speaks out by Richos that Chazal say, Ketino Kabareach Mebeit HaSefer. Chazal say that when Klal Yisrael left Har Sinai, they were Ketino Kabareach Mebeit HaSefer. Inyan Medrash is a Motsu Oysa Ba'agoda, Shenosu Mahar Sinai B'Simcha. Ketino Kabareach Mebeit HaSefer. Amru Shemr Yir B'Vitam Lono Mitzvahs. That was the first Peronius. Afterwards came the other Peronius of Misaininim and Kibbutz HaTaiva, and the Torah HaKadosh wanted a mapsik between Peronius and Peronius, that it shouldn't be all one long hemshech of Peronius. The chet of Tina Kabarech and Beit HaSefer that they left Har Sinai, that bavus. Rabbi Yerucham speaks about it in a number of places. Other Balei Musar, a very sharp expression of Chazal, Ketina, Kabareach, and Beis HaSefer. Rabbi Yerucham writes, you ever see a little kid how he leaves? You ever see a little kid how they leave Cheder when the bell rings? Right? He has one sleeve in the jacket. He's trying to button up the other thing. The briefcase is slapped over here and slapped over there. The Iker is, they're zooming out. That's Ketina, Kabareach, and Beis HaSefer. It's a very poor picture of Klal Yisrael the day leaving Har Sinai. Chazal used a very sharp lashon. So Ruchu speaks out to Chas V'Shalom, that's not how they left, that's not the picture. Tells the fourth, that's how it looked. Tells the picture of Klal Yisrael leaving Har Sinai, like little kids running out at the bell. That's not the pshat, they weren't trampling over each other running to the bus. No, the pshat is, Chazal used the exact expression, Rabbi Ruchu says, about that they went in a very mechubadik way. Like it says in Chazal, Kosh Baruch Hu told them to go. Where was the Tina Kabarech and Beis HaSefer? Kosh Baruch Hu said, go. But Yisru, so the pshat is that there was a lack of Epis Akvetch. He should have said, oh yeah, Shod. It's a Shod, we're leaving over here. We got mitzvahs over here. We got Torah over here. There were opportunities of Ruchnis over here. There were opportunities of Aliyah over here. And when they left Har Sinai, without that kvetch, so that's a tina kabarech and beis sefer. Chazal described it kedarkom in a very extreme way. But the lack of tzar, the avada they left because Hakadosh Baruch Hu told them to leave, and the avada they left in a mesuda tikuay va'anan Hashem ha'elus lefneim. Avada they didn't want like little kids leaving school. But Chazal used the avada description to describe it because when a person's sitting at a well of ruchnius, at a well of opportunities, and it doesn't bother him that he's leaving. He's tefreed and he's satisfied. Is Chazal detected in the subconscious over here epis on the kuda of satisfaction, of tefreedness? It's enough. We don't need more. Shangenug, pain year, but maybe a little bit more. Chazal described it as peronius. I want to speak about today, why is that called peronius? Seder, it's a darga that they're lacking, for sure. They didn't want more. But where's the peronius? Why is it a cause of peronius? And why is it a connection in a chain of peronius over here? What's in the kuda here? It's perhaps will suggest a zamahalach. See, Yosef Shom speaks out, the gama nefesh loisi molik. The etzem, the neshama, is never satisfied. Shem speaks about it. Moshel, the princess who married a Kafri, the princess married a poshut, the farm guy. It will bring her all the things in the world, says Mesil Sasham, it won't satisfy her. Why? Because she's a bas melachim. What is he doesn't have a musik of what she needs. So the neshama is never satisfied. The nefesh lo zimale, the neshama wants more and more and more and more and more and more and more. Tzom nafshi elokim, without an end. The neshama is ruchnius. So how could it be that a person is satisfied? Vikim levai. Because they were satisfied. They got enough Torah, they got enough ruchnius. Genug, they said. Learned an hour. Enough. When I was in New York this week, I spoke about it. That it's funny, I said, when it comes to Gashmi stick of things, I'm not exaggerating. The house that I stayed in, my entire dira fit into the kitchen. Not a guzma. Say that if you take away the stoves, two of them, right? They're very makbid there. Halacha. If you take away the two stoves, so then they can fit in all the porches in my house also. So I see that when it comes to Gashmias, like the Eilim has, they're not mistopic b'mu'ud. If it would be the borders, if I would see that everything is mistopic b'mu'ud, the borders, we think small. But when it comes to learning, and it comes to hasogas, and it comes to sheep and the ruchnias, the sheep and ruchnias aren't as big as the kitchens. Not as big as these huge sinks. And we use paper dishes anyway. These huge, huge, massive sinks, you can put a whole storehouse in there. Everything's in a breitkeit, kvaldik, by the way, you know. I tore myself back to come back. Yeah, it's a zah breitkeit, everything's in a zah. That's why everybody's relaxed there, you notice? Because it's a breitkeit, so everyone's calm, because they have alle gute zachen. But that's only when it comes to gashmi stikke zachen. When it comes to ruchni stikke zachen, everything, stop with the vuh, another half an hour, another hour, another tesis, another rajva, then it's matrul, it's too much, the kind of vision, I don't know if I can handle it. Then the ilum sufridin, how could it be? It's a pasuk. A nefesh lo zimale. A person is never satisfied. Why are we satisfied? He's a pshadis faker. A person's taka never satisfied. Another word like this. I always say over, and I hold that's a pshat in this expression. Unless a person is depressed, we're not talking about people who are depressed. The guy's clinically depressed. So he's depressed. There's what to do about it. We'll talk about it afterwards. Say it's not the point. The people are depressed. We all get depressed sometimes. When we're depressed, we're not interested, not in this, not in that. We're all like that. But a normal person is a vada running for something. A normal person is striving for something. A normal person is never satisfied. He wants money, he wants covered, he wants taiva. He's always looking for something. People climb mountains and they ride bikes and they run marathons and they do all types of things to be the top and to be the best and to feel accomplished. Where does that need come from? Where does that need come from? I always say, since I'm a little boy, I can't understand people who run marathons. You see thousands of people in New York every year that do a marathon. That's tens of thousands of people, right? Tens of thousands of people running around. What's life been? You're tired on a Sunday morning, get up early in the hot thing and go life things from one end of the town. What do you have from it? Nourish. What do you expand your exchange? Sit down, enjoy your cold coke, read the paper. People get up and tens of thousands of life. And they take themselves seriously and they train for it. Right? What's up, Sham, that? What's in the sugar? What do they get out of it in the end? People climb mountains, they go. Was hustle from them. You're the best, you're the greatest, you're the biggest. If the pshat is, it's Pashim Shah, by the way, ever thought about it? Everyone's crazy. Teretz is, I never shall see Molly. The neshama says, I am hungry, I want to accomplish. And the neshama sends signals to everybody. Another word is, some people read the signals of the neshama, another blot of Gemara, another shtar kedavening, another mitzvah, another maisa chesed. And some people read the neshama as nacha touchdown. I got the layup, he got the best, he scored 20 points, 30 points, he hit a home run. Everybody, whatever, makes them satisfied. Never. Another slice of pizza. Don't make a difference. Another $1 million, another $10,000. It doesn't make a difference what. It could be big, it could be small. We're all part of the race. Everyone's running somewhere. Everyone's running. So the child is the reason why the whole Bria, look around the whole Bria, everybody's running somewhere. Okay, we're not talking about people who are depressed. People who are depressed are calm. Yeah, we're talking about everybody else. Everybody else, you notice? Did you notice that everybody else is running around? Go to Manhattan on an average day, stand on the corner. When I was a young boy, I used to go. I used to watch, I used to do anything. Do anything bad? I thought when I was 13, 14. I used to go, stand on the corner. I used to just watch everybody running around and then go home. Yeah? Everybody has their way of what do you call it? No movies, no books, nothing. No Yankee Stadium, corners. I used to go, take the train, I used to watch everybody running around. Yeah, and I always say this, what's life? Where's everybody going? Coming, going. Everyone looks tense and everyone. What's going on? Well, the whole world became an insane asylum? Every morning you say, yeah, zikr. What?
The pshat is, what's the pshat, by the way? The pshat is, because everyone's driven by the neshama, the neshama is pushing. A nefesh osimol, it's not satisfied. Everyone's looking to fill it. And they run from one thing to another. That's a mitzias. Either you take it in a ruchnias, either you take it in a ruchnias, or you take it in a gashmias. But you can't fight the mitzias that the neshama wants. So it's very simple what happened in this expansion. The Piranias started because they got satisfied with Ruchnius. Why is that Piranias? Because if you're satisfied with Ruchnius, the Neshama is going to demand somewhere else satisfaction. Do you know what the Pasuk says afterwards? Va'asafsaf asher bekirvu hisavu taiva. That's the other side of the coin. You can't, unless you're depressed. But the Torah is not talking about people who are depressed. And the Torah is talking about people who are alive and healthy, that the Nisham is loy timali. So the minute they got satisfied with Torah, they were to freedom, it was enough, that meant already that the Vanefesh loy timali was working on pizza. It can't be. There's a Nefesh loy timali, there's a Mitzvah. The Nisham wants more, the Nisham wants accomplishment, the Nisham wants pleasure. The neshama wants to feel. The neshama wants to grow. The neshama wants to accomplish. And never shall see more. The neshama never sits for a minute calm. The neshama is constantly. So the minute that they got into a matziv where they were ketina kaparechim beis sefer, which means that they were tefillin. It doesn't mean anything big. It means they were happy. Enough. You're enough. What happens when it comes to COVID? It's not enough. When it comes to taif, it's never enough. When it comes to dollars, it's not enough. The teretz is that you took your koyach of a nefesh loti mole and you slanted it from ruchnius to gashmius. That's peronius already. You're finished. The next peronius is already a memeila zikr result. That's misavu taiva. So you can't destroy yourself. The koyach of nefesh that you have are going to demand something in return. They're going to demand some sort of fulfillment. So it's going to demand fulfillment from gashmius, which is a never-ending race and a never-ending chase afterwards. But it's one side or the other. That's why one thing follows the other over here in the parasha. If the pshat is richtig, that's the smicha the parasha is here, shteita gavaldig eitzah, to fight the asafsof, we all have asafsof in Sabbataiva, we all have asafsof in us, part of it. And shteita gavaldig eitzah, that the psicha to all the pranayas of Nisoininim, of Kshuvim, of Avatichim, all that, the Nazi Friedenkeit, all came because of a satisfaction of Ruchnius. Say it, we said it's enough. The minute that a guy says it's enough, so right away he says, the mon, I don't want the mon. The mon is Ruchnius, by the way. What's the mon? The mon is Ruchnius Dika food. I'm not satisfied with that. So a person transfers his need for fulfillment into Gashmius Dika things. Then you're in big trouble already. But if a person pushes himself to stay hungry in learning, another blot, another Gemara, another Tosfos, another Yediyah, another Mesechta, another Shulchan Aruch, another davening, is a person who keeps his need to be filled from Ruchnius. That you don't get to his Avu Taiva, you don't even get to the stage. But the minute that a person has a Bechina of Ketina Kaparechim Beis HaSeif, he's already in deep trouble, already Mesechta. We see something very interesting in the parasha. We see a number of examples in the parasha of... very interesting. Maybe it's I don't know if it's a smichus to the parasha. I'm not in a position to darshan, but there are two examples in the parasha of the opposite of tina kabarech and beis sefer. The beginning of the parasha, Aaron HaKohen made a whole trask. Aaron HaKohen made kol shadaitoi. Everyone's giving. What do you mean kol shadaitoi? What is kol shadaitoi? Who goes into the kodesh hakadoshim and yikipur? Who does the avoda? What do you mean kol shadaitoi? Let somebody else do something. Let mutches do kol shadaitoi. Holshadaita, whole tumult, Holshadaita, because we have to promise him. Chanukah we got as a result of Holshadaita of Aaron HaKohen. And this pshat and that pshat, what's with Holshadaita? What's with this stuff? You're sitting on top of the pyramid. Who goes into the Kodesh HaKadosh Yom Kippur? Who does that voida? Who's made it? Is it there it is? What's the help with that going to the Kodesh HaKadosh? He was never satisfied. He was hungry. He wanted more. Because he understood that the minute I'm going to stand by and I'm going to see the Nisim bringing something and I'm satisfied. I said, I'm satisfied. Save that for Gashmius. What you have is enough for yourself. Keep it for your car. Keep it for your dining room. Keep it for your furniture. I've been rooking this. Aaron HaKohen said to himself, if I'm going to be tefillin, then I'm finished. He was talking sitting on the top. He said, what's this? I want more.
I want more and more and more and more and more and more. Without a gvul, because he understood that a nefesh lotimale either goes into this or a nefesh lotimale goes into that, but there's nothing in the middle. We see another gevaldik gezach. Parsha Pesach Sheni. State megalgal and chusai de zakai. What was the zakai? State on dovan neira. That if they wouldn't have come and asked for it, there wouldn't have been a parsha Pesach Sheni. They came and asked for it and said, lomani gor, why should we lose out? What do you mean why should we lose out? You tell me, finish, goodbye. Well, how would we say such a thing? How do you look at such a thing? We would look at it as a big mitzvah. They went ahead, they were metaming themselves a mace mitzvah. They in chazal in order. So it's a big tzaddik and fakert. A big chesed they did. They went ahead, they were mevater on Korban Pesach to go take care of a mace mitzvah. So what do you say to yourself? Shalom alayhi, I'm a tzaddik. I'm pondering. Say it, mitzvahs. And she said, no, they made a whole trask over here. Lomanigara, what's going on? Lomanigara, you told me goodbye. What are you coming to complain for? What do you think it's going to be? There was no Pasha Pesach Sheni. So what do they want exactly? Shteyn Rashi, Megalgon, Susai De Zakai, the Pashtus is brought down that if they wouldn't have come, there would have been a Pasha. Make up your mind. Either it is Pesach Sheni or there's not Pesach Sheni. What's Tutsach though? The Torah says, if you're satisfied with what you are, don't give me Pesach Sheni. The whole Pasha Pesach Sheni, the whole Pasha in the Torah came about as a result of the fact that they weren't satisfied with less. They weren't satisfied with the status quo. They wanted more. And Ayyadeh, they wanted more. They created a new parish in the Torah, a new chelik in the Torah. That's how it looks when it's not Ketino Kibere Brechas Eva. That's when there's not a Tefidenkeit. And there's a Bakasha for more. By the way, the Bakasha for more doesn't have to be on massive things. It could be on a drop more. Not to be Tefiden. Not to say, okay, I learned half an hour, I did enough. Another half an hour, another Tefiden, another blood, another Mesechta. To be hungry, to take the natural hunger that we have and to use it for Ruchnius. If we use the natural hunger that we have for Ruchnius, we have an insurance policy that we don't get to the sabotage.